Hello and welcome to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker, the Link Foundation, and Mike and Patty Morgan. And thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Thanks for joining me for this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive featuring 500 years of popular music. We'll hear music from the 1500s through present day, and we'll hear interviews with Manuel Barueco, Mark Cruz, Andrew Zone, and Danish guitarist Kåre Norge. We'll start with a popular English song arrangement from the time of Queen Elizabeth I and William Shakespeare. This is Woods So Wild by William Byrd, performed by Julian Bream. Bream opened this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive featuring 500 years of popular music with Woods So Wild by William Byrd. Next we'll hear a popular Spanish song from 1538. Conrad Rogoznik performs Guárdame las Vacas by Luis de Narváez. variations on the popular Spanish Renaissance song Guárdame las Vacas by Luis de Narváez, performed on lute by Conrad Rogoznik. Early 20th century Spanish composer Manuel de Falla made settings of seven popular Spanish songs. We'll hear one of these arranged for cello and guitar and performed by Sharon O'Connor and Mark Teicholz. Sharon O'Connor and guitarist Mark Teicholz performing Canción by Manuel de Falla. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We're featuring 500 years of popular music. Miguel Llobet was an early 20th century guitarist and composer who's now known for his settings of popular songs from his native Catalonia. This is his setting of a song titled The Merchant's Daughter. It's performed here by the Mosaic Guitar Quartet. Mosaic Guitar Quartet performing Miguel Llobet's popular Catalan song titled The Merchant's Daughter. In the late 1960s, French composer André Pop had a number one U.S. hit with his song Love is Blue. We'll hear a live recording of an arrangement by Leo Brower. Thank you. From a live recording made in Havana, Cuba in the late 1970s, we've just heard Leo Brouwer performing his arrangement of Love is Blue by André Pop. Danish guitarist Kåre Norge has also arranged and recorded popular music, and he spoke about his Beatles recording.
First of all, if you want to do a Beatles record, don't ever do it because you want to make a new CD. You've got to have something special to offer for a special idea that you think would work very well in a new version. Because otherwise, the Beatles songs, they have already been done so very well. So you got to have some special to offer. And of course, we think we had done that on this one. We tried to think it like this. What if Beatles had sit down with the guitar and made the songs before they sit down with the piano? And then we imagined, how would those melodies sound without singing, without any verses, without text, just the melody and the force of the melody.
Thank you. Music from the Beatles by John Lennon and Paul McCartney, arranged and performed by Danish guitarist Kåre Norge. And before that, we heard an interview with Kåre Norge. Mark Cruz has a new CD titled Acoustic Interpretations, which features popular song arrangements. This is Paul Simon's Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Thank you.
Mark Cruz performing Bridge Over Troubled Water by Paul Simon. That was from his CD titled Acoustic Interpretations. Mark Cruz spoke about the recording.
That whole CD is influenced by my brother Edgar, who has put out a remarkable collection of popular music transcriptions.
For people that are really YouTube consumers, he put out a Bohemian Rhapsody solo guitar version that got seen like...
Right, before it was pulled offline, the original post, as far as I know, I think it had 14 million views. Wow. And of course, it's an incredibly popular arrangement. And he still is successful with it today because he's the sort of the owner of that product now. So
this recording you did is kind of inspired by him and his
work. And his work, which, you know, he's been composing original things lately, but, you know, I really love his transcriptions of existing tunes. I think he's one of the greatest transcribers around, and I don't say that because he's my brother.
For a lot of classical guitarists, myself included, we started out playing popular music, playing along with the radio, rock radio, and then there,